Brilliance Audio.
Well-Behaved Wives by Amy Sue Nathan. Performed by Tavia Gilbert and Gail Shellen. Dedicated to the A-Team. Mom, Dad, and David. Priya, Michelle, and Gabby. Well-behaved women seldom make history. Laurel Thatcher Ulrich. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. September 1962. Part 1. Etiquette Lessons. Chapter 1. Ruth. The heat from the hairdryer helmet burned Ruth's scalp, but the contraption's noise drowned out the beauty parlor chatter around her. Fair trade, she thought. Nevertheless, she smiled at her new mother-in-law across the aisle, and Shirley Applebaum smiled back. Ruth was right where Shirley wanted her, and Ruth knew it. Primped, captive. Now the woman was eyeing Ruth's lap. This? Ruth wondered. The magazine? She held it up so Shirley could see the cover. A frown flitted across her mother-in-law's perfectly lipsticked mouth. Darn. Ruth had forgotten to swipe some on her own lips, from the tube Shirley had not so subtly left on the guest bathroom counter. Shirley shook her head. An imperceptible shake, almost like a twitch. She dipped her chin again toward Ruth's chair. Did Shirley want her to stand? Were they finished? Was Ruth's chair back too far, or not enough, or too upright? Or was she committing any of the other apparently egregious breaches of propriety she had seemed prone to since she and Asher had moved in with her in-laws a week ago? Shirley looked at Ruth's legs, then widened her eyes and grimaced as if she had been pinched. Just for a bare second. Couldn't have anyone seeing it, of course. Her mother-in-law looked like a particularly intense bug with freshly polished nails. Oh! Ruth glanced around the room and crossed her legs to match every other woman under the shop's dryers. She was sitting wrong. According to Shirley's glances and eye rolls during the last week, Ruth did a lot of things wrong. That time Ruth shouted to Asher from downstairs when she'd forgotten something she needed in the attic. Oh my, Shirley had whispered in a manufactured titter. It's not a fish market, dear. Or when Ruth dared to open the newspaper before her father-in-law had come home, occasioning an ostentatious refolding of every page into its original bundle by Shirley, as Ruth apologized. Not to worry, dear. I'll tidy it right up. She failed to jump up from the table to fetch extra sauce or seconds for Asher. He's worked hard all day. It's the least we could do. Shirley said this with an understanding smile as she pushed herself up to wait on her perfectly grown and able son. Ruth couldn't fault her mother-in-law's kindness. Shirley was never anything but kind, gracious, poised. Proper in all the ways that Ruth apparently fell short. But was Ruth really supposed to be a picture-perfect paragon of demureness and servitude? Simply because she now had a ring on her finger? She used to hold a pen in that same hand, writing briefs for her law degree. Ruth mimicked Shirley by licking her pointer finger and turning the McCall's page, as if she had been reading. Shirley nodded and tapped her dryer, then flicked her fingers at Ruth. Shirley, whose stylist had already finished with her, patted her hair. It looked perfect in its light brown beehive, the way it had when she'd walked in, which Ruth gathered was the point. Continuity reigned. Didn't all this sameness grow tiresome? Shirley flicked again. The other ladies across from Ruth flicked. Ah, the universal symbol for turn off your dryer. Ruth pushed back the oven-like hood, exposing hair on tight rollers. After a brush out and a heavy application of lacquer, her hair would feel like a helmet.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?